My name is Tony Penrose. My father was Roland Penrose, who was a great friend of Picasso's. I didn't meet Picasso myself until 1950, when he came here to Farley Farm in Sussex, and it was the occasion of his visit to England for the peace conference in Sheffield. And he came and stayed a few days here at this house. And of course, I was very young. I was about 3 1/2, I guess, at the time. But somewhere in the back of my memory, I can recall this kind of sensation of Picasso, if you like. I remember he smelt good. I remember that kind of tangy smell of some sort of very strong soap mixed with Gauloise. And I can remember that he had a very scratchy tweed jacket on. But what I remember most of all, and actually that crystallized the other two memories, was that he was very tactile. He was very huggy in a Mediterranean sort of way. And of course my own parents weren't so huggy. And here was this rather wonderful, warm, very vibrant character. My mother was the photographer Lee Miller. She was known as being a great beauty, and I think he was very taken by her. He painted her 4 times, in fact, in the style of the Arlesienne woman, and it became, you know, kind of almost a joke. You know, gosh, how can anybody look like this? Both eyes are on the same side of the face. There's a mouth, both in profile and full on. Her hair is green. The background is this very striking pink colour, and her body becomes these kind of strong sweeping curves. Over the years, I began to realise that the painting contained the most incredible truths about Lee, and it captured so much, not only her physical appearance but also her characteristics, her ebullience and her strength. Lee was very close friends with Picasso in her own right, and I remember when I was in my early teens we visited his Picasso's studio at La Californie in Cannes, and all the lights fused, and it was a great drama because Picasso was stumping around and could see him getting quite agitated. "I want to work tonight," he was saying. "I must work tonight, I must work," and because he worked a lot by night by artificial light, strangely enough. And Lee seized a screwdriver, took over the whole situation immediately, tore the whole fuse system to pieces, and Picasso was absolutely horrified because, you know, he'd never seen a woman doing this, and he wasn't entirely sure of her competence as an electrician. But within half an hour, she'd located the fault, rewired the thing, and we left happily. He was delighted and spent the night working in his studio. One of the amusing things about going to Picasso's home was the fact that it was stuffed full of animals. There were always pigeons and doves that were fluttering around inside the house. He'd leave the windows open and encourage them to come into the room by chucking seed around on the floor, and they would sit on top of the sculptures and on top of the furniture and flutter all about the place, and there would be pigeon droppings and feathers all over the place. But he loved them. Then on the first floor landing there was a goat, a white goat, which I think was called Esmeralda. And so, you know, it was a great place for a small boy. Also, all over the floor of every room, there were great piles of junk. But by junk, I mean African carvings, pieces of gas stoves, old bits of bicycle, pieces of machinery, discarded shards of pottery. Nobody was allowed to move anything or dust it, because all these little things were just waiting for the wonderful conjunction when he would fit 2 things together and they would become masterpieces.